Dismantling the Empire by Chalmers Johnson. A book review. If Chalmers Johnson, president of the Japan Policy Research Institute, had done nothing else, his trilogy, beginning with his best-selling Blowback, The Sorrows of Empire, and Nemesis, would have cemented his reputation as an outstanding and insightful critic of the American Empire, and one who longed for the heydays of the U.S. Republic. His last work, Dismantling the Empire, is a worthy successor to his previous works and reflects his hope, fading though it may be, that the U.S., like Britain, may yet turn from its imperial addiction and become again a democracy. To quote Johnson, a country can be democratic or it can be imperialistic, but it cannot be both. Johnson was a former Navy vet and a former CIA advisor, but he was also a student of Japan and, more importantly, Japanese language, history, and its empire. He learned the parameters of empire. And when he, a scholar, years later, examined American foreign policy, he recognized an eerie resemblance. He recognized empire. Dismantling the Empire is his Jeremiah, a work of prophecy from an elder who does not want his nation to perish from the earth. Chalmers Johnson is no longer with us, but thankfully, his work is. From Imprisoned Nation, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal.
These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.